T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So thanks to Twitter, you never know what you're going to wake up and read on any given day. And it is where I was exposed today to a story with a headline that read this way: "The city that hated its NFL team." I said, that sounds familiar. And it turns out that it's a story about Memphis, Tennessee. And that one year, the Oilers played at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. The man who wrote the story is Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports. And he's nice enough to join me now. Jay, it's Gary Parrish. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Everything's good in my world. And I won't keep you too long because I know you're busy. But I do just want to ask at the start, obviously there's a million things for you and any of us to write about on any given day. How did you settle on this topic?
It dates back to when I lived in Memphis back during that year. I was there and I remember I was out running on a Sunday afternoon and I noticed there was a little bit of an event going on at the Liberty Bowl. And I realized that it was the Oilers-Bengals game, and there were probably about as many people there as you find at your average Starbucks. So that was the start of it. But then I was fooling around for topics, and I remembered that strange day, and I wanted to learn more about that whole strange saga.
Well, as I'm reading it, the first thing you hope is that I hope the author understands that it wasn't just a city hating the NFL, but why that dynamic just did not work. And obviously, as I get through the story, you nailed it perfectly. And part of it is because you experienced in real time. Part of it is because you also talked to people who could properly share with you the weird relationship Memphis has with Nashville and vice versa. Memphis was never going to be excited about temporarily hosting Nashville's NFL franchise. And if you knew that, and so many other people knew that, how is it possible the people who ran the Oilers organization didn't properly understand that?
Yeah, I mean, there's no blame for Memphis at all. Nobody in any way blames Memphis. All the players that I talked to, the former front office, they all understood completely. Memphis was just kind of a I don't want to say a pawn in all this, but was kind of an unfortunate bystander in this whole deal. And the reason why the Oilers management, or why the Oilers ownership, I should say, didn't understand is they didn't care. I mean, they had their eyes, and specifically Bud Adams had his eyes on a new stadium. He wanted the splashy new stadium. He was not getting it in Houston because he ticked off everybody there. And he managed to convince Nashville to do it for him. And so without even really thinking, he just said, Memphis is close enough. And they've won the NFL, so what could possibly go wrong? It all happened literally in just a matter of weeks once the decision became final. And so, it's not that they thought poorly or anything. They just didn't think at all.
Talking to Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports, his column earlier today, "The City That Hated Its NFL Team." It's a great read about the year the Oilers played at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. It seems, best I can tell, the decision basically came down to a lack of understanding of the dynamic between Nashville and Memphis, but also the idea that the Liberty Bowl, though not great for the NFL, it had boxes. And Vanderbilt Stadium did not have boxes, and they wanted the revenue that goes along with boxes, and so they were willing to play in Memphis as opposed to Nashville. Given the benefit of the hindsight, it would have been so much smarter, do you agree, just to sacrifice whatever revenue that was and let Nashville get to loving its NFL franchise one year earlier?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there was also the matter of selling alcoholic beverages, which they couldn't do at Vanderbilt. There was talk of going to Neyland Stadium over in Knoxville, playing there, but the idea of playing in front of 100,000 seats, most of which would have been empty, that wasn't appealing either. So, yeah, I mean, in hindsight, they should have just bit the bullet, gone ahead, and figured ways around that in order to start to build that bond rather than just fracture whatever bond there might have been between the western half of Tennessee and the team.
And obviously, this was 20 years ago, so I have an understanding of it and a memory of it because I was an adult. I was, I think, technically in college, but still an adult. But I didn't remember a lot of the details that you had, some of which were – once the Oilers got here and recognized, oh, wow, Memphis is not responding to this at all. It's like they either don't care or they hate Nashville so much that they refuse to care, one or the other, and they start trying to reach out to make it matter in Memphis. One story you tell is, and I didn't remember this at all, they tried to have a parade down Bill Street to generate enthusiasm and excitement. And I believe it's Eddie George who tells you, and we get off this bus or however we get off, and there's nobody there. It's like there's like 100 people there, and we just like they had us all roped off, but there was nobody outside the ropes, and like players just started going and buying beers from street vendors, and it was designed to be a parade, but you can't really have a parade if there aren't any people there to witness it.
Yeah. I mean, it was right about this time of year. You know, think about how odd it is right now. And imagine trying to drum up interest in a team that nobody really wants. I mean, that was exactly the fundamental problem. And so, yeah, the Oilers had it stacked against them from the start. And I guess the main takeaway, aside from the fact that nobody blames Memphis, is that the Oilers used this as fuel. The team used it as fuel to get stronger. And 2 years later, they were in a Super Bowl.
Well, that's the other thing that I think gets forgotten is that though the Liberty Bowl that year was clearly the worst environment for a home team you could imagine, and perhaps the worst of all time for any home team, they actually weren't bad at home. They had a good record.
Yeah, they were 6-2. I mean, they had a good team. They had a young Eddie George. They had Steve McNair was in his third year. You had Blaine Bishop, Bruce Matthews. You had a real good, solid core of a team there. It's just they were doing things like, you know, coming in on Saturday nights, every game was an away game for them. They had to worry about their families. They had to worry about logistics of where they were living. They were on the road for an entire season. And you know, certainly no one's going to feel sorry for NFL players, even if they're living in kind of second-rate hotels. But still, it makes it that much tougher to get into a groove and to feel like you're anything part of a community.
One of the things I again, didn't remember and, like, couldn't even imagine being possible is that, like you said, they would fly or drive or bus into Memphis every Saturday night and then stay in a hotel that is not of NFL standards. But then also they would take individual transportation to games. Like, they would take a taxi.
Yeah.
Like, that is so, like, far removed from reality in the year 2018 that, like, you'd maybe call your buddy who plays cornerback and say, hey, meet me in the lobby of this crap hotel in 20 minutes and we'll take a taxi over to our football game. Like, what in the world? It's, like, such a weird thing to hear.
Yeah, I talked to a bunch of guys, and I asked every single one of them where the hotel was and what it was, and none of them, they either couldn't remember or they decided to, you know, out of respect for the hotel chain, not
sure
to mention it, which is fine. It's probably good in the long run. But yeah, you know, Eddie George was telling me that story about them having to take individual taxi cabs. You know, they didn't even take a team bus over. This is like, that's even a high school team takes a team bus to its games, and these guys are having to hail cabs there.
Talking to Jay Busby here from Yahoo Sports, the column filed today, the city that hated its NFL team. It's a story about the year the Oilers played inside Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. Last thing before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. The one refreshing thing is because you never know if people actually understand, even the people who experienced it. And I know that you've said multiple times, it is the takeaway I had from the story as well. Whether it's Eddie George, Bruce Matthews, these guys who had to live through this incredible, awkward experience, perhaps unlike anything we've ever seen in the NFL, like, they didn't blame Memphis or seem to walk away or leave with any, like, just awful memories of Memphis that they attribute to Memphians. They, like, understand that the organization they played for put them in this ridiculous situation that they should have never been in. And speaking on behalf of the city of Memphis, it was cool to hear them not pile on Memphis, because I do think that would have been in some ways an easy thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to have a villain, but in this case, it's certainly not Memphis. And the city benefited by they got the Redbirds the next year, and then 4 years after the Titans/Oilers debacle, they get the Grizzlies, and we all know what's happened since then. So, you know, it's been an upward trajectory for the city since then in a pro sports sense. But, yeah, if you recall in the mid-90s, those were some pretty, pretty dark times if you were a sports fan in Memphis. And so it's good to see that that's all pretty far in the rearview mirror now.
It definitely does seem that way. That's Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports. If you haven't read the column yet, you can find it at Yahoo Sports website, obviously. But we've also tweeted it from the 92.9 website. Jay, thanks so much. Great work. I enjoyed reading that today, and I can't thank you enough for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. That's Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports. Again, you can go find that story. It's titled The City That Hated Its NFL Team. It's a story, a well-done story, about the year that the Oilers played its home games inside Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.